The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, January the 15th. We're going to talk about the Columbia Art League today. Glad you're with us. Diana Moxon,
Hello,
you're with us.
Paul, doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
It does.
I can't believe it's the new year already.
January 15th, 2013. 2013. Did you have a good Christmas and a new year?
I had a lovely time, thank you. I had to work New Year's Eve because the Art League was, you know, open for first night.
But yeah.
It's always good. Always
and that
fun.
Turned out well, didn't it?
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. So what have you got going for 2013?
Well, today, we have a new show opening. So our first
just
show...
Just today. January 15th,
yep,
today.
First time to come and see it. Our new show, first one of the year, is called Beauty and the Beholder. Not Beauty and the Beast, Beauty and the Beholder.
Beauty and the Beholder.
The Beholder is the visitor to the gallery, is the viewer of the show.
Oh, how nice.
And we invited
and
artists.
And the Beauty is everything that is at the gallery.
It is. It's an artist's interpretation of beauty, what it means to them, or it might be a statement on the beauty industry, or it might be a statement on what is beautiful to one person is not beautiful to another. So they could explore lots
That's
of different...
That's kind of like one man's treasure is another man's trash.
Exactly. That kind of... So a whole exploration. I like to keep the topics broad and that are accessible to all different mediums. So, you know, you can respond to it whether you're a painter or a photographer or a ceramic artist or a woodcarver.
So you're going to have all of those mediums there?
Yeah, it's always a mixed show. We always have lots of different mediums there.
How do you do this?
I don't do any of it. The artists in our community
yes,
do
yes,
it
but
all.
I mean, but you organize it. You organize it all. And you have so many wonderful artists.
We do. I mean, it's just an amazing community to, you put a show idea out there. And we have so many fabulous people that are adept in so many different mediums. And so always we have more work than, you know, we have space for that comes in.
Oh, really?
To the gallery.
So this is. You're not able to accept everything?
No, this is a juried show. Which means that not every piece that comes in is in the show. We bring an outside, you know, juror in to choose the works that he or she feels are the strongest fitting with the theme of the show. So in the year, we do six shows a year.
And wait a minute. Now, just because one piece wasn't picked doesn't mean that it is not a good piece.
Absolutely.
It just meant, when you say it's a juried show, it just meant that that person who was choosing it
right.
Decided not to choose it. But somebody else could come in and say, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very subjective...
So what do you do with the pieces that don't end up in
then
the
show? Then the artists come and pick the works up and submits another piece for the next show. And that's they
can they resubmit the same piece if they want?
Well, the next show is a different theme, so it wouldn't fit. So the second show of the year, for example, this year is called Edible. And it's a show about food. We did a show last year called Eat Me, and it was a really big show. It was very popular. We sold a lot of work. People really liked it. The artists enjoyed the theme. So we're going to revisit the food theme for the second show of the year.
Food is beautiful. So maybe some...
So there may be some pieces that are crossover works.
Yeah,
you know, you
right.
never know. But that is there. So of the six shows we do a year, four are open to members and non-members of the Art League.
Is this one that's
juried.
Open to non-members too?
It is. It's juried. And they just pay a higher jury fee. And then two shows a year, the summer show and the holiday season show, are non-juried, only open to members. And there's no specific theme, so people can enter whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So through the course of the year, so we have the four shows that are juried and two that are not.
Now, the show that opens today, mm-hmm. Beauty... And the Beholder.
Beholder.
Beauty and the Beholder. All of these pieces that will be on display will also be for sale.
Yes, they will.
Too.
Yep.
So if you, and how long is the show going to be running?
Until the end of February, the 23rd of February, and that weekend just before True False starts. We change the show that weekend.
Yeah. Now, let's say somebody comes in today and they see a piece that they just...
fall in love with.
They
it's so beautiful,
they
can't resist it.
They got to have it. They got to have it now. Can they purchase it? today and go home with it now, what happens to that spot that was in the show?
We move things around if something sells.
Get somebody that didn't.
Yeah, you know, it's a juried show, so you've got to stick to the rules. But usually what we say to people, if it's bought early on, is would they mind leaving it through the duration of the show? And, you know, 9.5 times out of 10, people say, oh, yeah, absolutely, that's fine, you know, because they live locally. If they live elsewhere in the country and they're visiting and they really want to take it, then, of course, they can take it. It's up to the buyer. But most people are happy for it to sit in the gallery for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks.
Sure. Okay. So it starts today and it runs through February the...
22nd, 23rd, something like that. And then we start the next show. It's called Edible. It's the food show. And if you remember, last year we did a little fundraiser for the Art League called Let Them Eat Art, where we teamed up local chefs with works in the show. So we invited local chefs to come in, 10 chefs, and choose a work in the show as an inspiration for a dish of tapas, you know, like little bite-sized food. Mm-hmm. And that was phenomenal. That was such a great evening. We only sold 100 tickets. We sold out really fast. The chefs all enjoyed it. They did incredible food that matched a painting or an artwork in the gallery. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to revisit that again. We're going to do another Let Them Eat Art event on, I think it's April the 4th. So that's coming up as well as part
of
our second
show. Well, you'll be back before then.
I'll be back before then. Yeah.
But you know what? We got just a little bit of time here. I want you to give us a general overview of everything that you do down there, besides the shows with the Art League.
Besides the shows. Well, of course, we have Art in the Park. That's the big thing, the first weekend in June. And that really takes up a good 6 or 8 months of the year. So we already are working on Art in the Park.
Right now, in January, you're working on Art in the Park.
I started on working on it in October last year. So we put the app, you know, we send the... postcard to press. The postcard gets mailed out. Applications from the artists start arriving in November.
So Art in the Park really is the biggest event that you have.
Oh, yeah, by far. It's huge. It's so huge. It really does take up a chunk of the year, a lot of time. Yeah.
But then you have classes.
We do. We have classes for children and adults. And in fact, tomorrow, on the 16th, we start the homeschool program again. So every semester we do a homeschool program. And we do three ages, three classes for homeschool, K through 2, 3 to 5, and 6 plus, grade 6 and over. And that's on Wednesday afternoon. And this semester is very fun. We've got April Karlovit, who's an amazing artist in the community and a puppeteer. And so the homeschool semester will be looking at puppetry, scene making, puppet creation, sketching out, you know, storylines and how you would develop.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
I know. I want to take that class.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I would have begged my parents to let me go to this class. So you young people, old people, anybody's welcome.
Well, that's homeschool. That's just homeschool. For the homeschool.
So only for the young people.
Yeah, you've got to be under like grade 8 or something. But yeah, it's for the...
What if you get a call from somebody my age and say, I want to be a part of that class?
Maybe we'll do an adult version.
Give it a try. Give it a try. Okay.
So Columbia. There's the classes. Yeah, so lots of things go on.
All right. What's the phone number for more information?
573-443-8838. Give me a ring.
Ring her up. All right, Diana Moxon, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
Always a pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, Heart of Missouri United Way is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio was Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.